Hi, I'm Ashley Ballard, and I became a Christian in middle school.
Welcome to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. On this show, we tell stories about coming to faith in Jesus and what following him means for us today.
My mom and I lived with my mom, and we had recently moved to Florida from North Carolina. My mom was in the Army, and so she got out. We moved. We worked our way down the East Coast, and we find ourselves in Florida, and she has a coworker that went to a local church, and her coworker just was really her friend, started asking her kind of about her spiritual background, and my mom shared that she had had experiences with the church as a teenager, and her family had kind of walked away from the church because of hypocrisy in the church. And so, yeah, this coworker was just really her friend. And after a little while, she just very gently and graciously said, "I get what your reservations are with the church are, but you need to take your daughter to church." And I think it was the only thing my mom's coworker could have said to, like, kind of gently provoke her in that direction. Like, I think that was, like, God knew that that was kind of, like, the leveraging tool that I think would get my mom into a church. And so my mom said, okay. And so my mom starts taking me to church on Sunday mornings, Deltona Alliance Church. And at the same time, this is the really cool part, at the same time, a friend of mine at middle school was like, "Hey, you should come to these Wednesday night youth things that I go to." And so I was like, sure, why not? And it turns out that was also at Deltona Alliance Church. And these, like, my friend from middle school and my mom's coworker, like, they didn't know each other. But, like, on the two fronts, like, God was kind of using these people to invite us into this space. And so we started attending. I think it probably wasn't long after that. It was like a communion Sunday, and my mom leans over and she's like trying to, you know, explain to me before I take communion, like, you know, "Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he died for your sins and all this?" And I was like, well, why wouldn't I? Like, in my head, I just remember thinking, like, I don't have a reason not to believe these things. And call it, like, childlike faith, childlike naivety, like, I don't know. But, you know, I took communion that morning, and looking back, like, it seems kind of like a punctiliar event, like all these recent events. But really looking back, we had had a Kirk Franklin CD as a kid. And so even though my family, like, we didn't really go to church except maybe on Christmas, even now that I'm in middle school, like, I look back and we had had kind of access to this music that had talked about Jesus and had talked about how, like, I remember the song "My Life Is in His Hands" was my favorite, and just associating Jesus with peace and goodness and these things. And so fast forward back to middle school, I think in that moment I genuinely believed, but the moment that I say that, like, I just kind of my salvation moment, I was sitting in the car, and I want to say it was the Saturday between Good Friday and Easter. I don't know why. Like, in my head, it's always just been that day. And we were coming home from the mall, and we were listening to the Christian radio station, and "Jesus, Lover of My Soul" came on. And I just remember it gets around to the lyrics, "I love you, I need you. Though my world may fail, I'll never let you go." And it just talks about, like, being taken out of the miry clay, and "You put my feet upon a rock." And I just remember sitting there thinking, like, almost like, this is my heart's confession. Like, this is, it was just so moving in the lyrics. And so I was, like, trying not to cry. I was kind of, like, hiding my face from my mom, because I was just, like, I don't know that I was embarrassed. I just, like, it was, this is, like, really powerful personal moment or whatever. Just kept going to the youth group, went on a mission trip just because I wanted to meet other kids in the youth group, and I didn't really know a lot of people. And so I was there on Wednesday nights and on Sundays, and my mom worked a lot. And so it was just, it was this community that completely, like, took me in and kind of cared for me in those extra spaces. Now that we are working for Alliance Missions, my mom's coworker, looking back, my mom's coworker is actually the sister of the vice president of missions for the Alliance. I've always kind of had an anxious personality. I don't even know if I want to call it a personality, just like an anxious demeanor, an anxious disposition. And it's honestly something that I still really struggle with, but I think looking at the before and after, like, I didn't have Christ and kind of, like, this anchor for my soul. And so now when there's moments when I'm scared or worried or anxious, there's like this anchor that I can come back to, which is that like I know God is good and I know God is sovereign and I know that he cares for me. Like the reality is like anxiety is still something I struggle with, worry is still something I struggle with, but the reality is knowing that Christ is with me and God is with me and having other people in my life who follow Christ, like Ross and my friends, like that makes all the difference because I think you just know that you're not alone. Yeah, I think it's really beautiful just to know that he's with us.
Thanks for listening to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. If you'd like to share your testimony with us, or if you want to learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.